Welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Hey, I'm Clint Davis, your host. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to start it with us as we read God's Word together. Tying our Bible reading devotional podcast to our Bible reading plan as a congregation, we're in Matthew chapter 14 this morning. We just finished up 13 yesterday. Now we're in Matthew chapter 14. Chapter 14 begins with this bizarre kind of story that would be popularized or even hard to believe to some degree in a modern soap opera. John the Baptist is killed by Herod, who has this weird illicit relationship with Herodias, his sister-in-law. His niece, which is Herodias' daughter, dances at Herod's party and presumably erotically and pleasures him and makes him happy. It's just a weird thing. He offers her anything she wants, and they trick Herod, her and her mother, and say they want John the Baptist's head on a platter. And Herod has to fulfill that request. It's weird. It's strange because John the Baptist, they hated him because he had the audacity to tell them what they were doing was wrong. Herod and Herodias couldn't be together. Then Jesus feeds the 5,000, familiar story, feeds them with two fish and five loaves, and they have enough food for everybody, 5,000 men and their families, enough left over for the disciples. I want to pick this story up in verse 22 of Matthew chapter 14 and read on down a little bit to verse 33, and it's the story of Jesus walking on water. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go off before him to the other side, while he, that's Jesus, dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat by this time was a long way away from the shore, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. In the fourth watch of the night, he came walking to them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." They cried out in fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to the water, to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Now Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." This is a great story. And you can imagine the drama of this story. The disciples are told by Jesus, "You go off and get ready to go to the other side. Go ahead and get in the boat and go over." Most likely they said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "Don't worry about me. I'm going to dismiss the crowds. I'm going to go off and be with my Father," spending time with his Father by himself. And as it gets to the middle of the night, Jesus decides he's going to go join his disciples. And the way he's going to get there is by walking on the water. Matthew is clear to tell us the boat is a long way away from the shore. Jesus walks on the water. That's not a deterrent to Jesus. He's God. He can walk on the water, and he walks on the water. Now, the disciples see this, those who are awake, presumably some others who are asleep, but probably all fighting against the wind and the waves as it's beating up the little boat. And they see him coming, and they get afraid. It's a ghost. Now, you would have felt the same way. I would have felt the same way. See somebody walking on the water? That can't be done. You've never done that. You've never seen anybody do that. And here he comes walking on the water. And they cry out as the ghost. Jesus, recognizing their fear, and this is what Jesus does. He allays our fears. He satisfies our fears. He settles our fears. So he says, don't be afraid. It is I. In the Greek, that's ego eimi. That's the literal language that God uses in Exodus chapter 3 when he tells Moses, when Moses says, "Who am I going to tell these Israelites sent me to free them from Pharaoh?" And God says, "You tell them I am. You tell them I am sent you." It's God's covenant name. It's Yahweh. This is the Greek edition, Greek version of Yahweh. It is, Jesus is claiming here to be God, and don't be afraid. Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, then I'm going to come out on the water. Command me." And Jesus says, "Come," and he goes. Most remarkable thing about Peter is he has the faith, one, to ask it. Two, he has the faith to step out of the boat. Three, he has the faith to step on the water. And four, he has the faith to walk to Jesus. It's remarkable to think about the faith of Peter here. Now, we know he denies Jesus later on. We know he's got some issues. And then two chapters down, by the time we get to chapter 16, the end of this week, we're going to see Peter rebuking Jesus. But here Peter is demonstrating faith. Lord, if it's you, command me, I can walk on water with you. And he does. He's walking on water. The beauty of what Matthew tells us is his eyes are focused on Jesus. So he's got faith enough to step up out of the boat. He's got faith enough to step on the water. He's got faith enough to walk on the water. He's got faith enough to keep his eyes on Christ and start walking toward Jesus. But when he gets out there and he realizes what he's doing, he starts looking around at the wind and the waves. He gets scared, and what happens? He begins to sink. Why does he sink? Well, he sinks because he takes his eyes off of Christ. He no longer has an unadulterated faith in Jesus, his ability to keep him up. He begins to be afraid and look around him at all that's happening, and he begins to sink. You see, that's what you and I do. We might have the faith to get out of the boat. We might have the faith to stand on the water. But when we get to walk in toward Christ, all of us have this temptation when the circumstances of our lives change, the wind and the waves come against us. We look around. We see what's going on. We can't believe we're doing this. We can't believe we're strong in the midst of it. And we begin to sink because we take our eyes off of Jesus, the one who can keep us on that water. He begins to sink, cries out, Lord, save me. Jesus reaches out his hand and grabs a hold of him. It's a beautiful picture of Jesus' grace. It is me. It is I. I am the King of creation. Now he says, right, come to me. As you're falling, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm going to bring you back up because God is gracious. Jesus gets Peter back in the boat. Everything settles. And they worship. Jesus welcomes worship. Jesus claims his divinity here. He displays it. And Peter, by the virtue of the fact he has faith in Christ as the King and exercises that faith, gets an amazing privilege of walking with Jesus on the water. It's a gift of faith, and through faith, God can empower us to walk with him each and every day. We got to keep our eyes firmly set on Christ. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I pray that you'll do that. I'll see you soon.